residents of Brown County are alleging that the Shirley Wind Farm is causing a host of health concerns, raising from headaches to disrupted sleep. And an email from the previous county health director revealed that she seemed to suffer headaches while visiting that site. While some groups point to the wind turbines as the source of the issues, there isn't a consensus on whether they can be blamed or if something else is at play in Brown County. Joining us now is Doug Schneider. He's the Brown County reporter with the Green Bay Press Gazette and recently wrote about the Shirley Wind Farm and the complaints lodged against it. Doug, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Veronica. Thank you for inviting me.
So can you give us an overview of what's happening in Brown County with the Shirley Wind Farm?
It's kind of the classic citizens versus corporations, peaceful rural existence versus commerce debate. Folks living around the 8 wind turbines in southern Brown County are saying that the turbines are making them sick. And there's a debate among scientists and among affected people about whether there's enough evidence to say if that's true.
And what are some of the health complaints that people have so far?
There are a range of complaints, sleep disturbances to the extent that some people report only being able to sleep for an hour or two or at night, young children who can't sleep, adults reporting vertigo, things of that nature. But there's a range. And one of the things that's an issue here is that there doesn't seem to be one particular symptom that makes it easy to make a connection.
And there has been resistance to the wind farm, and some organizations have gathered their forces against it. Who are the people who are concerned about the wind farm?
There's a citizens group that formed. They're called Brown County Citizens for Responsible Wind Energy. They are people who live in the area, some of whom are affected, and some of whom are simply trying to look out for their neighbors. And they also have concerns about property values and the future of their community.
Now, you wrote about a recent email that was made public through an open records request showing that the former Brown County health director wrote in an email to an intern that she was exhibiting some symptoms that might have been connected with the site. Can you tell us what that email said and how it was obtained?
The email was obtained by the citizens group that took months for the county to fill. In it, the health director who recently resigned says that the times have been out there, but the wind turbines, I get such migraine headaches. I think I should take some preventative Tylenol before I head out there. To the citizens who are fighting the wind farm, they say that's a smoking gun. You know, look, it's true they make people sick. To others, they say, well, there's indications that she had migraines before. Migraines can be brought on by a lot of things, et cetera, et cetera. So it's becoming one more thing that there's debate about.
Was she visiting the wind farm to determine whether there was a grounding to these health complaints?
She had been paying repeated visits to the area back last fall in order to do her homework for a report that she issued in December about whether those turbines could be linked to health problems. She eventually issued a ruling that said there was insufficient evidence to connect people's health problems to the presence of the wind turbines.
So this email has been made public, and there are still these groups opposing, trying to voice their concerns with the wind farm. Where do they go from here? What kind of recourse do they have, and what direction do you think they might take it?
Where do we go from here is the $10,000 question. It would seem that it's likely that this will end up in court at some point. The citizens are looking to government for answers. County government at this point has not been able to come up with anything that satisfied the citizens group. Obviously, there's concern about interference with commerce, and The prevailing wisdom seems to be that eventually somebody's going to sue somebody over this, and it's going to get real serious. In the meantime, there's some hope among citizens groups and local government officials that the state could be encouraged to step in and pass stricter regulations of wind turbines and or possibly provide some aid to people who are affected, either in terms of their health or their property values or both.
Are there groups, maybe not limited to the Shirley Wind Farm, that are supportive of having it there and see benefits?
There doesn't appear to be organized support of it, but there are certainly people who see there's value in the jobs that are associated with it. There's value in a source of electricity that's not generated from fossil fuels or other resources that might have effects on the environment and are not as easily renewed as wind. But they don't seem to be as passionate or as organized as the opponents. You know, quite frankly, the things are there. They operate. The negative argument tends to get, in any situation, tends to get greater support.
Now, as I understand it, this is not the only case of there being concerns around wind farms. Do you know about any other action statewide?
I am not very familiar with the bigger wind farm picture in Wisconsin. I know there have been issues other places in the country, and one of the more interesting ones is in a community outside of Boston called Falmouth, Massachusetts, where the municipality actually built the wind farm and had neighbors begin complaining of illnesses. And the municipality actually took the step of shutting down the turbines for 12 out of each 24 hours, I believe it is.
And I'm sorry, we have to leave it there, Doug. It's an interesting case. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Doug Schneider is the Brown County reporter with the Green Bay Press-Gazette. He joined us to talk about the Shirley Wind Farm and the health complaints that may be tied to it.